I think there's something really special about being given a little space on your own to just speak without judgment and without anyone watching you.
It's definitely hard to talk about this topic because all I can do is feel everywhere.
In a world where privacy is a seemingly rare commodity these days, how would you feel sharing your thoughts about blood, sex or tears, knowing other people will hear what you have to say? The funny thing is, because no one will know it's actually you, the honesty and the rawness just seems to pour out. And where does this happen? Well, let me take you inside the Grand Caravan. And a warning, there are some adult themes ahead.
What if you had half a minute to talk about blood, sex, tears? Welcome.
I've just entered a caravan. It looks like a normal caravan on the outside. Inside, it's actually a performance space. I'm actually sitting in the bleachers now where the audience sits. And up the other end of the caravan, which has been painted a rather dark tan, are some lovely hooded lights, and there's an old-fashioned wooden table with a single drawer facing this way. And on the table is a stereo recording cassette tape device and a microphone and a lovely sign which lights up when you're recording. I've just done my recording and now I'm talking to the person who actually wooed me inside.
Come on in.
This seat is for you. Hello, I'm Dan Garonzi.
Dan, you beckoned me over and you said, would you like to record something?
Now, would you like to choose blood or sex or tears?
Incredible experience.
The next day, everything in the world overwhelms me.
Deep. There's this stuff that keeps
But only
alive.
With people you actually like, because if you don't do it with people you like, then it's not that good.
Which I took from a magazine and put into a frame.
It was so
black and white.
In my heart.
Bougie skin.
Should I call an ambulance?
It's called Blood, Sex, Tears, and it's a two-part sound work. And what that means is the first part, which you've just done now, is where people anonymously, on their own, record themselves for 30 seconds speaking about one of the topics, blood, sex, tears. And then our sound artist, Sharon Brand, will take all of those recordings and turn them into one 6 to 8 minute soundscape, sound work. So then on Saturday from here, you can come back and listen to the sound work.
You must get a fascinating sort of slice of life in various parts of the country, because you're giving people freedom of choice between three subject areas and then utter freedom of choice to speak about whatever they want within that subject area.
Look, it's so exciting because each different place, even the topic that people chooses, tells us a bit about the character.
Oh, really? Because I chose blood.
Yeah, but it's almost like an even ground blood. But when we were in Adelaide, like 80% of people chose sex, which I just thought was really interesting. We've never had that anywhere before. But then for them to come back and listen to it was a little bit risque. People were like wanting to come back and listen to the soundscape were a little bit giggly about it.
We were fooling around.
Kinky.
Moist.
And it can be sore.
Love.
It helps let out the emotion, you know, it's...
I've been told before anyway, you're supposed to protect yourself, you know, and if your mom and dad, they tell you when you're early that you need to protect yourself.
And if you're not with the right person when you're creating a new world with your bodies.
People come in going, I don't know what I'm going to say, I don't really have anything to say, and then don't want to leave. Like, they've got too much to say. They've got way more than they ever thought was possible. And I think there's something really special about being given a little space on your own to just speak without judgment and without anyone watching you. Even as the performer who brings people in, I have no idea what any individual says.
But he doesn't know a secret that I have.
So you chose blood. Your instructions are inside. I would like to remind you to please make sure you press both play and record at the same time. The instructions are that you have 30 seconds to speak about blood, but you must not say the word blood. And the same is for sex and for tears. So we remove that signifier. This one here is merely a timer. It'll come on when you start speaking and it'll go off when your time's up. And what that does for the sound work that is edited out of all of the voices is creates opportunity for people to connect to anything that's happening in their own lives. It makes it ambiguous what people are speaking about and draws people together. It kind of creates a universal little link as part of you is trying to figure out what people are talking about, but also resonating with your own situation or the things that are happening for you at the time.
Have fun and it's awesome. And then
we got to know each other a lot better.
Happy.
Maybe some love.
Nice.
Each spot is unique, and it's, you know, these three little universal topics give us access into things that we don't usually hear people talking about.
Do you find that one gender tends to favour one subject over another?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, more location. Like, both times we've done Midsummer Festival, we've had probably like 60% of people choose Tears. Which we just are astounded, in two different, very different places as well, where, you know, so it's more that on the whole we get a little picture. People often say, oh, I suppose everybody's choosing Sex, which hardly anyone does. I think people are nervous choosing in front of me. Also, people say they choose a topic and then they talk about another one.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they change their mind once they're actually in the hot seat of recording.
Yeah, yes. And they come out and tell me.
and they feel like they need to confess.
Yes.
So when you compile the sound work at the end of grabbing these anecdotes that are both confidential but public from people you don't know, people like me, how is it made into something?
For an in-depth talk about that, you'd have to speak to Sharon Brand, our sound artist. But when we've talked about it, she's inspired by the sound bite, which is why we've got a 30-second limit as well on what you record. And so some of it is her creating an extra, a new narrative with the narratives that we've been given. Some of it's just chopped up. She removes all the signifiers, and stories anchor the piece, but she creates a whole world around that with everything else, because not everybody tells a story.
It's definitely hard to talk about this topic because all I can do is feel.
Streaming, what a...
As soon as I think about it, I just feel...
This will stop.
Shivers going
through the body.
It's over. Emotions.
Oh, everywhere. Everywhere. And...
Feeling.
I definitely feel a warm sensation.
And almost too much, but it reminds us of our animal.
Yeah. I can say I have had some good times.
Stuff in magazines and things. And
I get the smallest smile in the corner of my face.
What is Richard?
I don't actually mind it. Sometimes I feel like it's the loss of a life.
This is Life Matters. I'm Michael McKenzie, and I'm sitting in what's called the Grand Caravan. It's a repository of secret thoughts from people in South Australia, Victoria, and Tasmania. Do you leave now?
Yes, I do. Enjoy.
The woman who just left me alone to spend 30 seconds talking about blood, without actually using the word, is Dan Garonzi.
Check 1, 2. 1, 2.
In case you want to check out what I recorded, you'll know it's me because I'm the one discussing how I can't give my life essence due to mad cow disease in the UK back in the 80s.
And this is me recording on the subject of blood.
Later, I asked Dan if she's heard things that have shocked her.
I don't know if shocked is the right word. Like, people have spoken about things that are quite risque and very revealing. People have revealed things that are quite personal. One man spoke once about being overseas and having a massage, and then what he thought was the lady who was giving him a massage went to give him an extra special happy ending, and that all went a little bit pear-shaped for him, so he spoke about that. We have women speak about having miscarriages or having abortions.
Maybe it happens in your later age.
I don't know what to do with it.
People have spoke about their children dying and found this a really safe space to have a moment with that and share it and then come out and feel like they've had a connection.
In the springtime,
on the 10th of June.
Okay.
2013. We have never stopped crying and our tears will never end.
I wish I'd saved my...
But he came to Edinburgh Gardens.
So have I.
With his mates.
He did.
And this is what makes this special.
It's been pretty intense.
Does it?
Liquid.
Yes.
That's why we're doing
but,
it.
But good.
Not beautiful
many,
boy.
Intense.
Nick.
Not many people have tears.
But it's really weird consistency.
They're flooding down and down and down. It must be the belief that at some point and a feeling that the process will end.
Because it makes us into fools sometimes.
We have people speaking about transitioning and...
From one gender to another.
From one gender to another, yeah. And how and whether other people know about that or not, people who are their loved ones. And we've actually had both a man and a woman separately, like at, in separate instances, I think simulate having a bit of a wank.
In 30 seconds.
I know, right? Yeah, like Adelaide. There you go, Adelaide. On two different nights, separately, with which was, you know, one of those things where you go, oh my goodness, amazing.
And did you put those particular sound effects into the piece of sound art?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. You've got to, you know, Sharon really tries to honour everything that comes out. Like, she tries to honour every voice by putting, you know, things in from each person. And definitely, like, you've got to keep that stuff in because that's where the conversation comes from. We're really interested in provoking conversation in people and provoking intimacy. So, of course, you've got to put all of that material in because that's where the gold is, isn't it?
Dan, I hope you realise that you guys have a very important role in modern society. You are, in your own small way, a holder of some of the secret thoughts of our communities.
Yeah, but they're shared thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like so much of what we share now is on the internet, that quite a bit of the actual personal has come out of our conversation.
Whereas this is highly personal, highly public, but highly protected.
Yeah, totally.
And the next day, everything in the world overwhelms me.
So there's this stuff that keeps me alive.
The personal is how we can connect the world. You get to offer a way for people to have a voice where they may feel like their voice is left out.
Water running down my cheeks, dripping onto the ground below.
Something will remind you of a days gone by.
Watering the plants. The plants are growing, the flowers are budding.
Some of the voices recorded inside the Grand Caravan as it tours the country, inviting you to reflect on blood or sex or tears, but only for 30 seconds at a time. You can see the photos of the Grand Caravan, both inside and out, on the Life Matters website. There's also a link there to the audio recordings. And if you've come across this arts project and participated, why not send us a voice memo to tell us all about it? Just lift your smartphone up to your mouth, just about a hand span away, press the voice memo record button and send the finished item as an email to lifematters@abc.net.au. After all, if you've already recorded in the Grand Caravan, you know how to use your own voice.